Showers are likely from time to time. High temperature 53. Saturday is a dry day and a mild day with a high temperature around 60. I think Sunday is the pick of the litter as far as the best day of the weekend with highs in the mid to upper 60s and lots of sunshine. We'll be near 70 by Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes a lot.
Or your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Lowe's helps pros like you put more toward your bottom line with everyday savings throughout the store. Like 10% off when you buy 12 or more cans of Great Stuff foam spray. Purchase 64 or more sheets of OSB and you'll also save 10%. And you can be sure that whatever size the job, we'll have the quantities you need in stock and ready to go. Order ahead at lowesforpros.com and pick up in store. Our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Today and every day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's, U.S. only.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Hold on to your butts.
How dare you?
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. You know, just doing an hour of radio, I'm working up an appetite. You know where all of you should go? Especially now as we're right in that brunch period, that in-between period. But there's a restaurant open from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. One of the best-kept secrets here in Montgomery. Open Monday through Sunday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's called Yellow Hammer Restaurant. They're at 7725 Averitt Drive. That's about 0.4 mile off of Taylor Road, just south of Vaughan. And so you take a right-hand turn going south on Taylor, right after Vaughan, and the turn has a development signs. It's yep. Billingsley Place. And where the old Blue Moon used to be, that's where Yellow Hammer Restaurant is. They do breakfast and lunch, a daily meet and three. I mean, but I just love the idea. I said it yesterday, but I'm going to say it again today. Wake and cake. Wake up and go get a big stack of delicious buttermilk pancakes, a big pillowy delicious thing smeared with butter and maple syrup.
I am trying to do this get fit challenge.
No,
and
that's not going to happen. No, if you're trying to get fit, what you need to do is like do a really big workout.
Tell
April
me
Marie.
What they have that's healthy.
Everything's healthy. I mean, you could go with basic bacon and eggs.
It's true.
They have basic breakfast fixings. I just like to go over the top sometimes when I do my breakfast.
I feel like you're an over-the-top kind of person, Joey.
I can be low-key, and then all of a sudden, it's a big surprise. And really, that's Yellowhammer Restaurant. They're low-key. But then, it's a simple menu, it really is, but they do the simple menu very, very well.
And the customer service is great. We go there a couple times a week, so I can tell you, it's great.
What do you usually go for lunch?
Usually go for lunch. You know, I sleep in the morning, so I don't get to do breakfast. Whoa. But I sent my parents there the other morning for breakfast. They loved it. I tried to get them, I kept telling them, wake and cake. My mother didn't know what that meant, so she...
Wake up and eat some pancakes,
right,
Mom.
She was worried that was going to set the waitress off or something, so she didn't... Yeah,
but when I go for lunch, I love the Yellowhammer burger.
That's what I get, buddy.
Yeah, it's a big old burger, juicy burger. It's not one of these, you know, thin things.
No, it's not.
No, it's fresh,
it's a man's burger.
Juicy Sterling burger, top of the
fried. It's a man's burger. I just want to be clear that I will out-eat any man you know, and I won't even be shy about it. I am not a eat a salad kind of gal for lunch and dinner.
Well, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Except for the trying to lose weight thing.
But it comes with a fried green tomato, right?
That's what I like. Yeah.
Pepper jack cheese on a Kaiser roll. And folks, when you think about a fried green tomato or their French fries or their like their onion rings, it's good to test out things that a lot of folks do.
Yeah.
But how do they execute it? And they execute it perfectly. Like the onion rings, the perfect ratio of batter to onion. The fries are double fried.
Yep,
the fried
crispy.
Green tomato is good and crispy, but the juicy and flavorful on the inside.
And that bacon on that burger.
Oh my gosh, stop, guys.
Bacon. And then also, they do have a daily meet and three.
Now I'm whining.
All the cooks over there, nobody likes that. We already established that. The cooks over there are all taught by their grandmother. Yep. So it's good. It's home soulful cooking.
I love that.
Great stuff. Y'all check out Yellowhammer Restaurant today, and be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. So 272-9228, coming up, we'll have Jeff Sessions. He did an interview on national TV last night.
Yes, he did.
And he had an interesting angle, like especially given what some folks, like Jack Campbell, have been saying about Sessions, and a lot of folks feel about Jeff Sessions after he recused himself.
That he's a steep stater?
No.
Oh, my bad.
Maybe. I've heard that too, Eddie. but it's Jeff Sessions accusing John Bolton of disloyalty.
Mm-hmm.
It was an interesting angle. He was on with Shannon Bream at Fox News late night, which is a great, actually. I like that better than Hannity and Carlson.
Really? You like it better than Hannity?
Yeah. Oh, Sean Hannity. Dan and I were talking about this yesterday. It's not the monologuing. He's become like a robot with his little quips, like quid pro quo Joe, 3-3, oh, Joe, the Schumer Schiff, the sham show, like... Shut up, Sean, and just talk.
Is he trying to be Jesse Jackson-esque?
Yeah, I don't know. But the programming at night, I really like Shannon Bream. Trace Gallagher will hop in. I really like the straight news department of Fox does a pretty damn good job.
Yeah.
And so we'll get to that in a second.
Cool.
But first, before we get into any of that, April Marie Fogle, for folks who don't know, you write things.
I do.
And
so,
it's not like purple prose and fiction. You're a reporter, and you specialize in kind of state politics and what's going on. We have a session coming up.
Yeah. So I write opinion columns, but I own Alabama Today, altoday.com. You can find me personally ranting and raving on Twitter and Facebook at APRYL Marie. I've got my Facebook fan page and my Twitter there. But we ran a story last week on the NRA giving big support, not just like a nod. They gave a nod to Senator Allen's bill, but they gave big support to this bill that was introduced by Senator Randy Price, and Representative Pouncey Robertson, who...
His first name's Pouncey.
Pouncey? Pouncey.
Pouncey,
am I pronouncing that right?
I'm not knocking it. It's just I've never heard that first name before.
It is... What the bill will do... And does several things, but really what it does is right now each sheriff's office handles concealed carry licenses.
Okay.
You can get one for 1 year, 5 years. This would allow you to get one for a lifetime, which a lot of Second Amendment supporters say, I don't want licenses at all.
Thank you.
But once I have a background check, like call it done. What this bill would do is it would allow lifetime permits, but it would also move the process of giving concealed carry licenses from the sheriff's office to streamline it to ALEA in the state.
Hmm.
One of the reasons for this is, and I was saying, is that currently the system is not set up in a way where if you get arrested for domestic violence or you get arrested for a violent act and you have a permit, it's necessarily going to follow you or track you. This will make it so that the systems are better managed,
right,
where if you go and you punch your girlfriend or a wife, the minute you're arrested, they run. They say, "Okay, he also has a concealed carry license." Now, this is not a red flag law. This does not mean they can then go to your house and take your gun, but it means they can rescind your concealed carry permit.
Sure.
So you are no longer carrying that firearm that you shouldn't have access to, if you're convicted of that crime.
Now, the knee-jerk criticism of this, what Alabama Carry has said, that this is almost like a registry,
yes,
kind of a backdoor registry.
And I've talked to both the bill sponsors and the NRA about this, and they adamantly deny that. They say a lot of states have these where the state, as opposed to the sheriff's office, manages this. This is, right now, there are different prices for your permits. They take different times. It's a different process. And so what this does is this makes it, in their minds, this is just makes the process easier. And so it's going to be interesting to see if this passes. I'm interested because the NRA is really getting engaged early on. And we haven't seen a lot of that in this state. We haven't seen a lot of NRA.
And it seems like we're going to have a bit of a fight in terms of special interest with the sheriffs against, say, Aaliyah.
Right.
They're going to have different...
For those who don't realize, the sheriffs, the Sheriff's Association is your primary opponent to laws that would strengthen your Second Amendment right in the state of Alabama. In the state of Alabama, if there is a bill that's going to increase your ability to lawfully carry your firearm, be it without a permit, be it carry here, carry there, the person who is always in the room opposed is your sheriff's offices. And not every sheriff agrees. We've got some conservative sheriffs in some places in the state, but the sheriff's association is always right there to tell you how this will help the bad guys, using that same faulty logic of that bad guys give a ding about what laws are on the books.
So what do you think that is, that the sheriffs are the most opposed?
It depends on the rule. This one, they would lose money.
There you go.
So they don't want to lose their money.
Ding, 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 ding.
They don't want to lose the perceived power of this. I think that they like having a bigger voice. Right now, as they manage the concealed carry permits, they have a pretty large voice here in Montgomery for gun legislation. We manage this. We know who has them. We know who da-da-da-da-da. If the state takes that, has the ability to do that, it changes their power away.
Yeah. Well, I'm interested what folks think, because I'm open to keeping the way it is or the change. I'm kind of agnostic just now hearing about it. So gun owners out there, especially those of you who already have concealed carry, I mean, it does seem to sweeten the pot that it would be a lifetime permit.
Right.
Yes, that would be good. So here's what the alert from the NRA said. House Bill 39 and Senate Bill 47 will create a new statewide uniform system that would provide lifetime permits for qualified applicants at the cost of $200. If you're over 65, the fee's $150. Well, as everything, I expect that's going to be played with during whatever. But keep in mind what our sheriff's office are charging, which is $50 every 3 years, 3 to 5 years. And so this is a significant difference. They're companion bills, and the NRA says we need both measures to pass. It's critical legislation. So I think that it's going to be a fun fight. I like the idea of getting gun owners engaged in legislation. Because last year there was a gun bill, there was the red flag bills, which says people could come take your guns, and the sheriffs were for it. And the gun owners came and said, "What are you guys thinking?"
Right.
And so I think we really need gun owners in the state to get more active.
Yeah, the only way I would ever support a red flag is if it was robust due process, to where you would have an adversarial role in the court. I mean, it couldn't just be somebody accuses you of doing something bad and all of a sudden they come and take your weapon. Even if it is that you're mentally speaking should not have a firearm, I think there should be some laws on the books. If somebody's clearly mentally unstable, violent, and it can be proven in a court of law, as that person has the chance to say, "No, I'm not these things. I think that should be on the books." But
even just saying that now, hearing those words come out of my
You're
mouth,
like, oh,
I know
how gonna take advantage
I know
of
the
this.
Sausage is made up here in the capital city. That makes me pretty skeptical. So it would have to be very much proven that it's a good law. And this doesn't approach that. It sounds like it does sweeten the pot. I would want to hear from, say, the local sheriffs, whether Sheriff Cunningham or Kevin Murphy, if you're out there listening.
It does sweeten the pot, but at the same time, doesn't it, with those fees being up because it's a lifetime, doesn't it all of a sudden also increase their revenue?
Aaliyah's revenue.
It does.
Somebody's going to get money. Somebody's not.
I'm tired of that, man.
With
I'm tired
everything.
Of picking my pocket. It's a tax. I don't care what you call it. It's a tax.
Messaged me that the concealed carry permit for Elmore County is $100 for 5 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lifetime.
Lifetime for $200.
I agree.
Not bad.
But still, guys.
You got to pay
don't
it.
Don't we have a constitutional amendment that says
we shouldn't even need this
thank you.
Permit?
Yeah. Well,
Senator, Eddie's going real.
Senator Allen filed that bill, though. But it's just not going anywhere.
Right.
It bothers me.
Never have the sheriffs support that bill because they would lose money.
Money. That's what I'm saying.
So maybe we do a step back to go a step forward, which is we give it to the state, and then we fight the state for it. Because right now, you got either an Aaliyah director saying we need this money, or you got 67 sheriffs saying we need this money.
So what do y'all think? Taking the permitting process, concealed carry permit process away from the sheriffs, putting it in the hands of Aaliyah, lifetime permit, and it also allows law enforcement across the state to communicate with one another if somebody is flagged for, say, domestic abuse and other violent crimes. What do y'all think?
What's wrong with having a permit but don't charge me for it?
272-9228. Eddie Bader asking all these good
questions. When in the world have you ever gotten the government to do anything
exactly.
and not charge you
keep
for it?
The
you
government
have to,
at bay,
in
y'all.
The state
That's
of Alabama, you have to pay the government a fee to cut to wash hair, not cut it.
Oh, yeah.
Wash hair. You want to be
unreal.
A hair washer in the state of Alabama, you have to pay a
I
fee.
I went on a rant, by the way, 2 years ago. And
I hate occupational licensing fees.
I do, too.
Hate them.
But I had a barber rip into me. For life,
oh, really?
Saying these are dumb. He's like, I spent hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars over the years to get my license. I'm like, it's a shame you had to do that.
It's
right.
Yeah, it is
right.
A shame.
Right.
It's
so any change, there's going to be some
with
people
that
upset.
Being said, when you go to your beautician, do you look on the wall to see if her license is updated?
No.
And if it's expired, do you go, well,
I look at
their
hair.
You know, the only time
hair.
I do that, though, I do that with nail techs because I don't want to get any
you
kind
can
of
get,
fungus.
Yeah, big time.
I am obsessive
thing.
About the licensing of my nail salons because you can get gross stuff if they are not sanitizing those things.
Does your salon have the fish that eat this?
Gus! Gross!
Okay, I guess that's a no.
Anyway, 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, it's Bill.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Bill. How are you?
I kind of got in on the middle of some of this talk.
Yeah.
Because I've been in and out of the truck. But y'all are aware that you can open carry in the state of Alabama with no license, period.
Right, open carry. Right. But then when you get in
open
the vehicle,
right.
then
it's
you can...
the concealed carry that, yep. that they get all bent out of shape mm-hmm. about.
Right, and now I've had a concealed carry since I was 17 years old. I used to live in Chilton County. I knew the sheriff up there as T.J. Lockhart back during that time. He took me out. I asked for a permit. He told me no. I went back and asked again, and we talked. And he said, if you'll go out shooting with me, I'll think about it.
See?
He went out and did a handgun class with me and allowed me with a letter from my mother to actually get a pistol permit.
Actually, this story right here you're just telling, Bill, it doesn't bring up ideas of overreach by the government. It just brings up, like, what a simpler time. Like, well, son, you want a gun? Come shoot with me, and then I need a note from your mom. Like, that just seems like it seems like Mayberry.
It does seem like Mayberry.
Well,
but
we're talking about back in the early 70s. Hmm. So it's been a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Now, I like the way Montgomery does their pistol permit.
Okay.
It is a photo ID. You can get a 1 year up to a 5 year.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I will tell you, though, that I am sure there are some counties that do pistol permits kind of with a handshake, a nod, and a wink. So there's a part of me that thinks that a little different scenario might be good, but I'm curious as to why don't we just do both? Why don't we have a statewide pistol permit and a county, reduce the cost of the county and reduce the cost of the state? And here's the reason I kind of like the local sheriffs being involved.
Okay.
A lot of times, they know the person where the state run is going to strictly be pay you money, get you permit. And I'm sure they'll run backgrounds. They do here in Montgomery.
Everybody has to. That's part of the law. The law requires that.
But I would imagine it depends on how well you know the sheriff, too.
Which is unfortunate. Keep in mind what you just said. You just said it depends on how well you know the sheriff. And there are a lot of sheriffs in this state, not a lot, there's a handful of sheriffs in this state, who aren't following the law that says you have 30 days from receipt of an application to give somebody a permit.
Right.
There are counties in which you are waiting 1, 2, 3 months unless you know the sheriff. And that's not the way our Second Amendment rights should be handled. Our Second Amendment rights are not up to the whim and political affiliation and knowledge of a sheriff. I love that people who are, I love our local sheriffs who, you know, you're like, hey, this is Johnny.
Support your local sheriff.
But at the same time, our constitutional rights should not be based on the whims of sheriffs.
Right, because they're constitutional rights.
And that's the reason I say, because you can carry, open carry in the state of Alabama, and there's a lot of states, take for instance, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Florida, the sheriff does not give out pistol permits.
No, it's a statewide office.
The Department of Agriculture.
Agriculture does. Yep.
So, I will tell you, I applied for a pistol permit down there because I thought it might be an easier process than here. And they told me you have to go through a class. They have to see you handle and shoot a gun.
Right.
And I said, well, sign me up. They called me one afternoon and said, well, you're scheduled for a pistol class at 1 o'clock. And I said, well, I won't be able to make it. It's 11:30, and I'm in Montgomery, Alabama. There's no way I can drive to Walton County in an hour and a half. So that's when I went ahead and renewed my pistol permit here in Alabama. My last pistol permit I actually let expire.
Okay.
And I didn't figure it'd be a big deal. I went in to get it, and the lady looked at me. She said, you know this is expired, right? And I said, yes, ma'am, I'm sorry about that. She said, have a seat. You'll get to fill out another application.
Ugh.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why the lifetime, unless you get convicted of a felon, unless you do no longer have the right to own a firearm, the lifetime permit would be awesome because you do it once and you're done. And that is as close as we're going to get to the freedom of not having to deal with one at all.
So you're saying I can't carry a copy of the Constitution around with me and that be my pistol permit?
Unfortunately,
okay,
that does not work. No,
I appreciate the call, Bill. I've got to run. Thank you.
Yeah, the Florida classes, and I did a Florida class because my first permit was in Florida. The Florida classes are relatively easy. Just about every gun shop does them. Just about every gun show has them. They're relatively easy to do. That doesn't mean that I believe they should exist, but they're, all things considered, it's not a prohibitive thing.
Right. 272-9228. And you bringing up Florida made me think, okay, the Department of Agriculture is the one who issues the permits.
Florida, yes.
Okay. What if, I don't know if we should do a LEA then. What if we had, like, the auditor's office and Jim Ziegler giving out? Then I'd be all for it.
Jim Ziegler would be like, one for you and one for you and one for you. Oh, wait, you support a toll. None for you.
And here's a sports jacket along with your pistol permit.
I want a picture with you, though. I'll give you your permit, but you must take a picture with me.
272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey. It's David.
Hey, David. How are you?
Good. You know, they have had situations already in the past years in different states where people have had their firearms confiscated from them by law enforcement simply based on an accusation.
Yeah, that's red flag laws. Yeah. We are adamantly opposed to those in Alabama, and you know, anybody with common sense around the country.
But do you
I mean, if you drive down the road and say somebody, you know, has something against you, they, you know, there have been numerous incidents. The NRA runs a commercial a couple of years ago, guys talking about he was driving down the road, some guy cut him off, and you know, next thing you know, the police are pulling him over. And the guy had claimed, you know, the guy took off. Guy claimed that he had pointed a gun at him. And the cop said, do you own a gun? I said, yeah. I said, do you have it on you? Yeah, it's in my vehicle here. And they arrested him and pounded his car. He had to go to court and everything, even though none of that had actually happened. I mean, you've got stuff like that that occurs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, it's that's the reason, you know, I would hope that that you could, like, if you were a family member and you know you have someone who doesn't in a family that doesn't need a gun that owns one, you know, that would be one thing. And actually, you know, get a psychological exam, go to court, and have that due process to have the guns removed from that individual. Or someone who has a habit of, you know, going around flashing guns in public or something like that.
I think every state in the country, and I would be remiss if I need to look it up, but I think every single state in the country has a process in which you can have somebody adjudicated not capable of, you know, having a firearm, and then they will take it away, which is different than the process of most red flag laws, where it's just an accusation and a law enforcement officer decides, or a judge decides without having talked to you about it. And I looked up the red flag laws. It looks like as of August of last year, 17 states had various versions of red flag laws. But yes, we do need a, there should be something in place where you can't have a firearm if you pose a danger. The Parkland shooter, for instance, he had met all of the thresholds to not have be able to have a firearm, and yet that wasn't reported.
Right.
And so there is an outlet for that currently, and we don't need to make that easier for those to use against Second Amendment supporters.
Right, right. And, you know, and even to go to, you know, take it a step further, you know, the situation with the Sandy Hook shooter. Here you have a severely mentally challenged boy whose mom, for whatever reason, thought it was a good idea to take him out and teach him to shoot an AR-15.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That was, you know,
and irresponsible. Unfortunately, completely. It cost her life and many other lives.
Yeah. Right, exactly. You know, and you know, in a situation like that, if I owned a gun range and saw a kid like that at my gun range being taught how to shoot, I would call law enforcement immediately and have that mom checked out and him. You know, that if that would have happened, that would have, you know, Sandy Hook never would have happened.
Well, and you bringing this up is another good example that sometimes there's, yes, terrible, tragic things that could have been prevented to happen, but reworking all of the laws isn't necessarily the solution. Sometimes it's just enforcing current law better and being more vigilant about it. David, I got to run. Appreciate the call.
But that's unfortunately because a lot of these laws, Joey, they're keeping honest people like you, myself, and April doing the right thing. April Marie, I'm sorry.
I've made that mistake plenty of times.
AM over there. But it doesn't affect the criminals. It doesn't affect the people that are just going to do it either way.
Yeah.
And it's putting roadblocks in my and yours and April Marie's way, and I don't agree with that at all. And not only that, the money.
Don't get me started, Eddie. I'm just kind of playing, devil's advocate.
Where's your libertarian side?
Well, I was about to say, don't get me started. I'm not sitting here table-banging like Ted Cruz over, if you really push me, I think you should be able to own a howitzer in your backyard if you want to.
I know, I just...
just playing with what is for now, practically speaking.
Okay, we'll do that.
272-9228. Got to hit a break here. More news and views after this quick break.
Talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? and you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage. Our good friends over there at Alabama Home Mortgage.
I just spoke with her a little bit last night.
Oh, she's fantastic. 567-4223, that's the number for Alabama Home Mortgage. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender. Now, before we go back to the phones, I want to play a game with Eddie here. You just don't want permits at all for being able to conceal carry.
No.
But if there has to be a permit, which system do you prefer, sheriff or state?
Sheriff.
Really?
Only
knowing the sheriffs are such clowns when it comes to gun legislation.
I do, but I don't. I feel like if it's in the sheriff's hands, it's in a smaller pool of people. If we take it to the state, there's more bureaucratic BS that can only get in there.
Oh, see, it's the opposite, though. These sheriffs get to use their will and their staff to decide how and when you get your permit.
True, but in my case, because I live in such a small town.
Yeah, that's not fair. I live in Jefferson County, and it's a hot mess of a situation.
Yeah, when I go get mine, or at least the last time I went and got mine, it took 20 minutes.
Okay.
So, you know, but now if I was in your shoes.
Mine took 40 days and a couple
outraged.
Calls.
Outraged. I mean, what do you do? Do you just go sit in the sheriff's office until he issues you the permit?
I'm pretty sure they would kick you out. You just call and then.
That's just ridiculous.
Or cry a little and.
Right. I mean, to go through all that
prayers.
To get your constitutional right. Sorry, guys.
Right. No, I you're preaching
so
to the choir,
man. So I like the idea of a lifetime permit. Let me pay $200 and call it done. And
but we're doing that out of convenience. It's a convenience factor.
Well,
for
it's
us.
Not. But it's not just a convenience factor because the additional. The ways, so here as a gun owner, one of the arguments I'm constantly making is that there are two problems with gun violence, right?
Okay.
One is that people who break laws don't follow gun laws,
exactly.
Right? So those, and most people who use guns, and if you don't believe this, I've got a story of 5 myths of gun that you can read on Alabama Today, of gun mass shootings. So, the other thing about guns, firearms, is that the majority of firearms used in crime are stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there
okay?
you go.
So they're not following, caring about concealed carry, any of that stuff. But the other thing is, so I say to people, this is one thing. But the other thing is, you're not going to find a Second Amendment supporter who believes that everyone, including the violent, including the mentally ill, including those who have other reasons for not owning a firearm, should be able to carry. And this is putting my money where my mouth is, or putting my policy perspective where my mouth is, and saying we need a system to better weed out those individuals.
No, I'm all for that.
And that's what this will do. This will, the main thing behind this says that Aaliyah will be able to say, if you get caught beating the ever-living snot out of a woman or a man, for that matter, anybody, in one county, but your sheriff's, your permit is in another county, the law enforcement system is going to go, cha-ching, this guy probably should lose his permit.
But we have to turn it over to the state to get that. Would that not be just a simple program that some little nerd?
No. Could you imagine 67 sheriff's offices?
67, that's not a whole lot.
Agreeing to use the same system. They do use the system. It's the Aaliyah system.
Okay, they've already agreed on one.
But this doesn't, this allows Aaliyah to say, okay, you, my friend, have one. And again, my concern with it, and it was the concern that was brought to me by the Bama Carry members was, does this constitute a gun registry? And the answer is no, because this is a license. This will be a licensed thing, and it will not be public, and there will be protections around who has one.
Plus, it would be only what you carried around concealed.
Right, but another...
Well, no, you don't tell them which firearm you have.
Exactly.
A permit to carry one around.
But another issue I have with the permits, okay, we go to a lifelong permit instead of the one-year permit. I thought the whole purpose of the one-year permit was in case I did commit some kind of crazy crime...
They can check on you in that year or five-year period.
I thought it was a whole safety issue.
Well, and one argument I've heard from Sheriff Eddie, and I'm just giving the argument, is that, say they do pull some folks over, somebody has a pistol on them, they say, do you have a permit? And most of the time, if there is a stolen firearm or it is a criminal, they'll be like, well, no. And that way they can take the gun from the person.
Yeah.
And that's what they like about having these permits out
there. Yeah, but... Part of being a responsible gun owner is when I do get pulled over, even before we had the permits, I would tell the policeman, hey, I have a pistol.
I do the same
thing.
And
that changes the whole attitude of, I'm no longer a suspect as much as, hey, this is a guy that...
He's forthright. Yeah.
Right. He might have been speeding or something, but it humanizes me.
Right.
And... And I really suggest everybody do that.
I say, for your safety and mine, I'm telling you, I am a concealed carry license holder. My firearm is, and then blank, wherever it is. So that, because in their head, you have to imagine what this law enforcement officer is saying. Okay, well, I appreciate you telling me where the gun, you have a gun. A, that is a sign of respect. A lot of people feel like they don't have to do that. You're right, you don't have to do that. But you don't have to... It's being kind and thoughtful to the person standing there, showing respect.
Right.
So at any rate, but you're a law enforcement officer. Someone has just told me I have a firearm. I like the extra step of knowing where it is.
Yeah.
Well, and it brings up, just lighten it up a little bit. One of my favorite comedy online video troops is We the Internet. Mm-hmm. A guy I've interviewed on my old nighttime show, Lou Perez.
Yeah.
He did a whole video saying, yes, you have the right to open carry that weapon. And they had people like in American flag outfits and like a Barrett on their shoulder and a gun on another gun on their hip, another one on the other hip, saying, yeah, you have every right to do that, but you kind of look like a Richard doing it.
Exactly.
Like, so there is basic decency and not even questioning legal rights.
Did you say you look like a Richard?
Well, yeah.
But
I can't say the other thing.
A lot of people feel, onto your point about not telling the police officer you have the gun, a lot of people feel it's none of his business or, you know, you're invading my personal space.
Yeah.
It's not like that. A responsible gun owner, just like anybody else, if there's a hazardous situation, you make all the parties aware of it. And most of the time when I tell police officers this, they ask me where the gun is. I tell them where the gun is. Sometimes they've asked for it. Sometimes they're like, okay, well, we're just going to leave it over there. Don't mess with it. And then usually later on, we end up talking about guns.
So, right.
You know, it's like, hey, cool gun alert. And, you know, and
here, let's go to the phones. 272-9228. Jackson, welcome to the show.
Okay. Most people are probably going to think I'm a little nutty because I'm different in a lot of ways.
Well, let that freak flag fly.
That's it.
I don't agree in any form or fashion with there being any type of gun permit whatsoever. I think that when you get 18 years old and you're a legal adult, you should be able to go down to any place that sells firearms. I think that you should have to pay for a background check that is decided on in Congress. And if you are of sound mind and if you have not committed any crimes, I think you should be able to buy a fully automatic submachine gun, rocket launcher, whatever you want.
Well, I agree with that, except for I worry about, you know, me buying it for myself, and then Joey, the crackhead, comes in and breaks in my house and steals it.
Did you just call me a crackhead?
Yes.
I don't think crime would go up. But, I mean, that's the way I feel. But one of the things that I called to ask, it doesn't have anything to do with guns. Bradley Byrne, that's who I like so far.
Okay.
But I was just hearing one of his commercials. Was he in the military or...
I talked about him as one of my favorite answers of his. I asked him who was your role model. He said his father and his brother. His brother Dale is the one featured in that ad. His father and his brother served, and that's what led Bradley to be so focused on military issues and armed services and so much of that.
Okay. I was just wondering. I didn't know, because in the commercial it said when 9/11 happened, he knew his brother was going to go to war. But right. Do you know if he was killed? Because he said he was killed.
He contracted. We didn't get into the dirty details, but he contracted some sort of terrible disease over there in theater. And when he came back, he succumbed to it. Okay. Very sad. Yeah.
Yep.
Great.
All right. Well, thank you for letting me know that. I've been wondering after hearing his commercials.
Well, I appreciate it. Appreciate it, Jackson. Have a good day.
Appreciate it.
Yep, got you.
272-9228. Got to hit another quick break here. 272-9228. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they're an equal housing lender. Be right back. More News and Views. I'm Joey Clark. She's April Marie Fogle. He's Eddie Bader.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
J.P. Morgan, Kraft Heinz, Ford, and other companies have banned employee travel to China because of the coronavirus. Tesla shares are up more than 10% after the electric car maker surprised investors with record deliveries in its holiday quarter. However, Gordon Johnson at GLJ Research believes investors are too optimistic about Tesla, which is still losing money.
Their net income for the year was negative $900 million. The revenue growth in Q4 was up just 2.2%. And we think that 2020 is going to be a disaster for them. The growth story is China. The coronavirus is going to significantly dent car demand in China.
IKEA is promising to let you decide whether you want the company to use your choices to prompt product recommendations in your app. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have just a great day underway. Sunshine will continue to dominate, and we'll warm up. I think we'll be in the low to mid 60s this afternoon. Not bad for the end of January, right? Clouds increasing tonight. Chance of a shower in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature 45. Tomorrow, showers are likely. Mid 50s for a high. Saturday, I think we're dry. Rain chances are not quite zero, but close enough. High temperature up to about 60. Super Bowl Sunday looks beautiful. Sunshine, high 66. I think we'll be near 70 Monday and dry. Showers returning Monday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
You're killing the buffer music today.
I love this song, but
and across the street, open up their
I grew up on country music. I love me some country music.
I understand. It's just the song. The words,
oh, no.
The lyrics.
Hey, let me just tell you. Okay. I will paint on a pair of jeans like no one's business.
Sweet.
Today's fit fine, but if I'm going out tonight, you better guarantee there's going to be some wiggling to get in them. Because that is how a single woman presents herself to men when she goes out at night.
Well,
okay?
It's not trying to make a scene. It just happens naturally. 272.
I am not a liberal. I will paint on some jeans, and if you don't compliment me, I'm going to be offended.
Ah, great.
And I will stand at a door and let you open it for me and everything.
Suddenly the phone lines are packed.
But let's go to a good conservative woman I know very well, Kim Williams. Welcome to the program.
Joey Clark, y'all sound so good. It sounds like that room is just busting with energy up there. I need to be up there with y'all.
Come on.
I can feel it. I mean, if you can feel it over the phone line, I certainly can feel it.
Thank you, Thurin.
I'm doing all right.
Hey, what was the name of that song that you just played as we came back?
Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On by Mel McDaniel.
Mel McDaniel.
I love that song. And you know what's another one played for me one time? It's I Was Country.
When country.
By Barbara McGrill.
Hey, okay. Did you put peanuts in your Coke?
Oh, I did put peanuts in my Coke. Listening to George Jones, I believe.
Amen.
But that's funny. I'm thinking about blue jeans. Oh, how crazy. I think we were just talking about them. All right, so, Joey, here's what I want to tell you.
Okay.
Is that we just closed the loan yesterday morning.
Ooh.
Yesterday, top of the morning, about 11 o'clock, to a couple that has been married less than 2 years, and they made a purchase on their first home to call their very own. But here's what's cool about it. They've been paying rent $1,200 a month. They bought them a home that they can grow in, have children in, have privacy in, unlike, apartment or what have you.
Well, you're saying a lot there to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And these were what we term, millennials. And what I found through working with them and many others is that they're not scared to buy a home. They're not scared of that, but they're just scared of the process,
Right.
And again, that's why their parents provided them Alabama Home Mortgages company name and me to take care of, hold their hand. It's very simple, but it does seem overwhelming. So don't be afraid of the process. We will walk with you hand in hand every step of the way. But they were paying $1,200 in rent. Their mortgage payment, so their rent just went down, and they're buying. Their new payment is $1,105.48.
There you go.
So, boom. Again, if you are thinking about buying a home but don't know where to get started, the first stop or your first move, they pick up the phone and give us a call right here at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Again, 567-4223, because, folks, if there is a difference in mortgage companies, and you'll see NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you. Love Kim. Appreciate it.
Kim.
Be sure to check them out. Alabama Home Mortgage, folks. Let's go to the phone and talk to Greg T. real quick. Greg.
Hey, Joey.
Hey.
Tell the little lady there that since she's going out tonight, just go on in there, belly up to the bar, pull your six-shooter out, throw it up on the bar and say, hey, I believe in the Second Amendment.
And then watch them cart me off.
Okay, Joy, it's like I was telling you, we're going to change the subject just a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you got the new deal with John Bolton about what he was saying President Trump put out there about the... Oh, hey, come on. Help me out here. The new...
You're talking about the
European...
Wait, the manuscript or no? What, did they do another late-breaking story about the manuscript?
No, well, they... he put out in the book, or the manuscript, or whatever you want to call it, about what Trump said. Mm-hmm. Now there's a new video out of him doing a deal over in Europe, or somewhere over there, But anyway, debunking pretty much so what he was saying to start with.
Right. John Bolton did an interview right after Trump talked to President Zelensky of Ukraine and said, oh, it was a great cordial call. Yep. We hope
that, right.
Yeah, right, exactly.
If you got that, play it and everything. I believe that shed a light on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I can
find it. I know you ain't got much time. But anyway, you have a good morning and everything. I just want to bring that out that, hey, and I've been watching some of the question and answers. Sometimes it just gets downright hilarious.
Yeah, it's for Adam Schiff to deny he knows who the whistleblower is. Liar.
Liar. Yeah, that's just a downright lie. And everybody knows it, I think. It comes all back down to the American people is a whole lot smarter than what people give them credit for and everything.
True,
I think they got right on it and know exactly sort of what's going on. So we'll find out in about 9 months.
Indeed, we will. We need to actually have an election. Appreciate the call, Greg.
Okay, thank you, Joey.
272-9228. Got to hit another very quick break. Only 75 seconds,
hurry,
folks. So, Captain John, Lynn, y'all hold your positions. Come back right after this minute break.
Girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back. She ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy. Got her blue jeans on.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Stop playing with it.
Well, I don't feel like I'm being impeached because it's a hoax. It's a setup. It's a horrible thing they did. They happened to have a small majority, and they took that small majority, and they forced people.
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
Thank you for that, Senator Cruz. 272-9228. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Joey Clark, April Marie Fogle, Eddie Bader in the house. Let's very quickly go to the phones. Limited time here. Captain John, welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just quickly had just a couple of comments. One thing on the being stopped by the officers, if you do have a concealed carry permit, what I've always done, nobody's ever been pulled over more than me. I'm just a magnet.
I know, man. Have you looked in the mirror?
I'm telling you what, I look like the guy just brought out of jail. So, I have a face made for radio. So the thing that you do is you just hand him your driver's license. Of course, you're going to do that and your pistol permit. Just give it to him, and then he'll make the decisions from there, and everything's okay. And the other thing, I'm always concerned when the government stops their day, they're so busy, and turn around and point their finger at anything that has to do with us owning weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm concerned about that. I think, really, our money would be better spent to help these law enforcement agencies in every little town and every city in the United States when the citizens report some squirrely guy doing squirrely things, have some type of a situation where that gets passed on up the line and they watch that fella. Are there any laws that are going to be like that, you think? That's a question.
Okay, say that again.
Like if somebody's acting in a pretty squirrely way, as you put it. And
yes.
That would be something like a red flag, but
So there has to be, currently in the state of Alabama, you have to either have fallen under the current law, which, yeah. Where you can't have your firearm, or you have to be adjudicated by a judge.
Okay.
You can't, if you're looking squirrely, somebody would have to go to a judge and said this person.
Now, could somebody call law enforcement and say, I think something's going on in this area?
Then they'd have to determine that. Then they do, which, and I don't know basically an ink.
Like a welfare check?
A welfare check. But then from there, they'd have to determine you are a threat to yourself or someone else. Then they'd have to find a doctor who agrees. There's a process for that. And once you are involuntarily committed, then you aren't eligible to have a firearm anyway.
And I'll let you go with this, but that makes my point. Really, there's nothing you can do. And we're going to have a certain amount of population that's going to do bad things. It's going to happen. No matter what, because we have to protect everyone's rights.
Right.
So to protect every single citizen's rights, there are going to people that are going to have issues and they're going to do bad things, and it's going to be in the news, and then they start screaming for gun control. So there's really not a lot we can do. What bothers me, and I'm very much a libertarian, is that I don't want the government stopping and looking at anything that's got to do with the hardworking citizens that are legally carrying, and they want to do anything to us. You always have to watch that.
Yes.
Because anytime they try to take our rights away in any way or make it more difficult or taxes or look at us in a closer way, you have to watch it and just read your history books.
I agree.
That's all I got today.
Well said.
Thank you.
272-9228. Lynn, welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing today?
Doing all right.
How you doing?
I really just wanted to share a weapon episode I had in the past. I'll keep it short. And to the point.
Okay.
The story goes like this. I was working in Montgomery, Alabama a few years back on a cleanup job, cleaned up a site for a real estate company. And we were taking a lot of stuff to the scrapyard and all that stuff.
Okay.
And then today, I found an old pistol, antiquated looking, rusted up. You know, you can tell it wasn't usable. And I kept the gun because my brother-in-law is in the, he's a firearms guy who's going to mount it. I figured I'd give it for him for Christmas to mount on a piece of wood or something. Okay, that's that. But then when I left to go home, which is about 75 miles away, I went to a small town in north of Montgomery. And I got pulled over for an improper headlight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The police officer come up to the car and tell me why he stopped me and everything. And all my stuff was in order, driver's license, you know, and all that.